When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and all that good stuff. The comeback lists for the upcoming week. We do have some recaps of a concert we went to.
Mm-hmm. Stacy Girls
is going down. We have some little updates on the Seraphim. There's some Monsta X, and I guess you could say a little EXO stuff going on that we're going to talk about. There's Aespa. We got Taemin. We got Hoshi. We got Epic High. Of course, Haley will always end us on
BTS and Stray Kids.
So, yes, we are pretty much available on all streaming platforms wherever you're tuning in. We greatly appreciate if you give us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button bell thing. And I think we should get started. Oh, Haley.
Yeah.
Do the plugs.
Oh, yes. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
I did post something from Stacy.
You did.
I did. Haley, you actually will post something too.
Yes, I will.
Something amazing.
I'll be off tomorrow, so I can finally edit it.
Something pretty cool happened with Stacy. We'll go over that when we cover that part. But let's go over the comebacks. We do have Epic High's comeback that's we talked about in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time everyone listens to this, it should be out.
Yes.
And we just want to say that we did order the light stick.
We did.
The best design light stick ever.
Flip your bird, basically.
That sounds really weird. When you say the middle finger with a Mickey Mouse glove.
It was funny though, because when the pre-order dropped, we were at the Stacy concert.
Literally at the end of the Stacy concert,
yeah.
Right? And
We
ordered it when it ended and when we were waiting for our high touch.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I still can't get the words flick your bird out of my head.
Flip your bird.
That sounds like you're like whacking someone in the nuts.
The bird. Isn't it that what it's called?
I guess.
Or is it not?
You're like, back in my day.
Yeah, okay. Boomer.
Yeah, boomer alert. November 3, Jungkook, the Golden Mangne, with his solo album.
That's so soon.
Golden is coming out. Mm-hmm. Did we even pre-order? Because we talked about it. We didn't look. We were looking at POBs and we forgot about it. So
yeah, I couldn't decide. I was like, damn it. Why is the shipping so expensive on Weverse Shop?
I know. Oh my God. Maybe we should just grab it at our local K-pop store when it happens or something like that, right?
You know what? Because we're worrying about the pre-order bonus. And the only one that I've seen so far is the Weverse one. I don't know if there's any other ones.
Couple other ones, but like,
I feel
very
like those
few.
K-pop stores, they always have them.
Yeah,
you see how many Jimin ones that they had for Face?
Like, at which stores?
Was it K-pop Bestie? Remember?
Oh,
they have it.
Like did they sell it separately or was it with the album?
No, it's all separate. Like in those little, like the rows with all
the photo
cards,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
I remember seeing Jimin's one there, and then they have like all the new 17 POBs there right now.
And then the cost of it is like $5.99, $7.99,
yeah.
Depending on, and then that's probably the cost of shipping.
Right. And then I get to pick the one that I want.
Ah, So we're going K-pop besties sometime then.
Yeah, we will.
We could probably go
I've
Friday.
I've seen that they have like a lot of new ones. So imagine when Stray Kids album drops, they'll probably have some too.
Oh, look at this. And she's saying this, if you cannot tell, with a big smile and grin on her face. She looks just like Anya from Spy Family when she said that. So that's coming up November 3 and November 6, ZB1's second mini album, Melting Point.
I'm so excited. Ricky looks so good.
Yes. Toxic Ricky Stan over here. Solo Ricky Stan. And let's see. November 8, Kiss of Life, second mini album, Born to Be XX, double X. Wavy, second mini album also, called On My Youth. Wavy's the one from NCT, right?
Yes.
Yes, the subunit.
What is Kiss of Life?
That's the other... Remember, we talked about it.
No, just what is it? Is that a girl group?
Are you serious? Here, I'm going to show... It is a girl group. But then we've talked... One, Kiss of Life. It's...
Who is that? I've never heard of them in my whole life.
Han has brought it up, our other friends in our other K-pop chat.
Sorry, I have no idea who they are.
Well, there you go.
Please educate me.
I can barely educate you. I can educate you on the name.
Kiss of
Life. I'll bring them up because they're relevant to...
I know Purple Kiss.
We know that, too.
That's the only... I've never heard of Kiss of Life before.
I think even my sister has brought it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
If it's not a boy group, I don't know.
Yeah, apparently. No, you know, you have your fair share.
No, I know, but I'm just saying I don't know this group at all.
Well, I do. That's the only reason why they're on this list. Because, like I said, there are so many comebacks. Even, like, soloists, they have... It's just stacked. Especially the beginning of November. But we're not going to go over all of that. Because November 10, I was hesitating. I was like, we can probably talk about it come next week again.
Oh, yeah, we will.
What is going on November 10th?
Stray Kids Rockstar will come out.
So that's coming out different from the Weverse pre-orders of Jungkook. This one, as always, JYP, tons and tons and tons of pre-order bonuses.
I was just showing him earlier before we recorded this, like, because all the pre-order bonus list came out with all the ones that are offering pre-order bonus, like Apple Music, Makestar, Soundwave, Plant. There's like 20.
They have so many choices.
There's at least 20 pre-order bonuses.
Have fun with that, Haley.
I'm not. I only go for one, and then
you just buy the solo ones on their own, right?
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
I'm not like a hardcore photo card collector. It's like whatever I get out of the albums, and then if I have to trade with friends, that's fine. But then I'm not going to go out of the way to like collect every single pre-order bonus.
Does that mean we are going to K-Town?
Yes.
When this album drops around that time?
Yes.
Because I want to go to do my own K-pop. Photo card shopping.
Do they have it like the? Oh, maybe they do, because they already have 17's pre-order bonuses and their
album
just came
out. Is that why? Like, how do you know they had it already?
I think it was your cousin that sent it to me, because she was showing me like 17's ones where it's there, and like one of the girls, she went and she did like a whole video of like what was there this week, and it was
and
like
it's at K-pop Bestie at the shop. Oh shit! Okay, well there you go. Rockstar.
I paused it on the video to see if the Stray Kids one, and they're still like the old ones. I was like, I'll have those
already. Of course.
So I was like, I don't need to go yet.
Not yet. Not till after November 10th, it sounds like. Also, not just Stray Kids, we do have another big group over here, aespa. Their fourth mini album called Drama. And we have been seeing a lot of promotions. They've been promoting it a lot, like especially on their Instagram. The way that they take care of their Instagram, they still do that thing where it's like, you know, they try to like... It's like a jigsaw puzzle, and they put everything together, like a collage. I know Blackpink does it too, but
there's
like
another group that I think 17 has been doing that too.
Twice doesn't they don't care as much.
Stray Kids doesn't do it either.
Well, because apparently Lino's in charge of that page, so he doesn't give a fuck. You know Lino.
That's true.
But for them, it's always like aespa's like super like curated. Like, and it was really cool. The concept, like the pictures of it, was like, you know, giant versions of the girls, like on like the backdrop is like in cities, like they're just standing around in the city.
They remind me of like Godzilla.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, it also reminds me of like, you know, when we went to what's that place in Japan where we were taking the cool pictures like of the cityscapes. The 101? No, the one that's like all the way upstairs.
Yes. Shibuya Sky.
It was cool because like it reminded me of that, and it's like, you know, like a night scene, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
just giant versions of them like next to buildings mm-hmm. and stuff. But yeah, I guess you could say Godzilla-ish. And okay, so Espa, I think, and yeah, that's pretty much it. That we'll cover for now because mm-hmm. you know we kind of
there's
need some
so
more
many comebacks
to talk about when the time comes.
Because I think even JYP is going to have a comeback. Did you see that?
Yes. unfortunately. I'm sure.
Oh my goodness!
I'm sure Seungmin is very excited.
And I'm sure we're probably going to have to do the TikTok challenges with him.
Oh, I'm sure he's even less excited about that. I'm sure Changbin doesn't give a shit.
No.
let's see. I think that's pretty much it for the comebacks that we are kind of following ish. We should talk about Stacy. Mm-hmm. We just saw them on Sunday with our friends, and man. I honestly did miss them after seeing them in KCON because they're really good and they did super, super well. Mm-hmm. Like, they can sing.
Yes.
Amazingly.
They have amazing vocals.
Vocally live. Oh, man. Like, you don't really hear any of, like, the backdrop of the other mm-hmm. music. Like it's just pure vocals.
Yeah.
Like, freaking, like, honestly, Seon and Yoon, mm-hmm. damn. Their vocals are, like, top tier. They are really good at what they do. It was a really fun show, too.
It was.
They're all super entertaining. And there was like a lot of, you know, they performed a lot of their songs.
They did.
Like,
I think.
Like, we got fed well. We were like, ours
was like almost
pretty 30 long.
Songs, I feel like.
Like, whoa, was it? I don't know. 30 songs. We would have been there like for a whole day.
Wait,
I don't know.
It felt like that.
I think Haley's exaggerating just a little bit, but it was like the show was like 3 hours, even though it was scheduled apparently from other cities were like about 2 hours, but it felt like it was like we got out there late.
Yeah, we got out there almost like 11, but that's because we had the meet and greet.
Oh, that's true.
Sorry, there's 21 songs.
That's still a lot. I guess that's a lot. That's 21. Well, not, yeah, 30 songs mm-hmm. was kind of pushing it, mm-hmm. but 21 songs. And
well, they did sing other songs.
Yeah, and then even the talking in between, and yeah, like we got a little bit of Super Shy. It was like just like a brief chorus.
Yeah.
Of course, Yoon is going to get super excited. Like she said, a little brief part of it. This is actually the one on our TikTok mm-hmm. and our Instagram as well.
Right.
She sang a little bit of Super Shy. Then the whole crowd, we just all started
singing the rest of it.
And they're like, oh. And then Yoon just started dancing to it.
She got super hype. And then they were like, no, wait, this is a Stacy concert.
That was funny. I think that was Jay that said that or something. But that was pretty fun. Like, it was just a super fun night to have them. And, like, it's just, oh, it was really cool seeing them wear the jerseys for, mm-hmm. I know they were doing jerseys for every city yeah. they went to. But it was really cool and unique because, you know, LA has so many teams.
Yeah.
Like, baseball. We got like two baseball, two mm-hmm. football, two basketball teams. Mm-hmm. And it, like, that's basically what it is. There's six of them, right?
Yeah.
So they didn't even wear any of like the WNBA stuff because it was like all regular NBA, mm-hmm. football, and also the baseball stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to see though, like, them wearing all of that here.
The jerseys, yeah.
And it's like all LA. So represent, you know, everyone here from LA.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be like, because it was the last day mm-hmm. of their US tour.
Yes.
So apparently there's even people that were, you know, from out of state. We talked to someone that was from Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And other like even further away. And also apparently there was some guy that they recognized that went to every city
US, yeah,
in the US. Yeah, that's nuts.
That is crazy. But I mean, it's nice because they're still small. So they're like at smaller venues. So they're of course going to see you and probably recognize you.
If you're
always
going
to be in the front or wearing the same thing, probably. Like, they'll know.
It was cool. Super intimate, like in terms of, you know, the venue itself yeah. compared to what we're used to. The only like shitty part is that we have to be GA. That's always the shitty part.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, it was really cool. Oh, they also did this really cool giveaway where they gave signed Polaroids. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we've talked about in the past were mm-hmm. like, they're the holy grails of each K-pop group's like existence of in terms of like merch.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. They gave that to that guy that was at every concert.
Yeah, because
he deserved that shit.
I guess
for
at every concert, it was like a little bit different at ours because it's not seated. So the venues that did have seats, they would place random six Polaroids under random chairs.
Right.
I feel like that's dangerous.
That's scary.
What if someone just fucking takes it?
I would crawl through, like, I would sit myself on my back on the floor and walk and push myself through and look through all the seats.
Yeah, so those ones, it was just, like, totally random. Like, if you were just in the lucky seat, I guess you get a signed Polaroid. But then for LA's one, they specifically asked everyone to dress in purple. Like, that was the dress code, I would say, for their tour, like, in general. Yeah. But then they said that they would pick six of the best dressed.
Basically, each member chose somebody from the audience. So, yeah, that guy that was at every concert was there. The first person they chose off the top of my head that I can remember was a Teletubby.
Yeah, because he was the purple one.
It was, like, a huge, and it's, like, standing out in the crowd. So, yeah, that guy got it for sure. It was really cool. But the second person that was chosen by my bias, my Stacey bias.
Second?
Yeah, Isa chose you.
I thought it was the third. Oh, no, yeah.
Isa chose Haley.
That's right.
She had a romper on that looked, you're dressed up basically like Isa.
Yeah, so the outfit that I decided to pick was the one from their second fan meeting. I think it's like Gelato or something. They had a fan meeting and then they wore these different colored rompers.
It was really cute. I like the rompers.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that I chose was Isa's because she was wearing purple and that was the dress code. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to do Isa's outfit.
And you got this really cool giant fluffy, floofy purple bear hat.
Yeah.
Like, that was more pink actually.
Yeah. So like if you guys remember, they have a teddy bear mascot and it is the same color as that one. They even have it on like for their light stick, like the official one. So that's why I got that color fluffy bear head because it was trying to like emulate that.
Guess what? It paid off, Haley. Mm-hmm. It paid off because I even have the video.
Yes,
Haley won.
I'm going to be editing it.
Basically, like when they were looking around while the other members were talking, I saw Isa like trying to figure out who she wanted to choose and I like kind of like pushed, edged Haley off.
Yeah, so we
to
were
the side.
Barricade.
Ish.
We were in the front row, but off to the side. And like in front of me, there is no barricade.
So you just stepped out.
So I just stepped out so
but
like they could see me.
Enough where the security guard won't tell her to go back. But at the same time, the security guards are pretty cool. They seem like they let people come to the side.
Because they knew that I'm not going to fucking rush up.
Yeah, you're just showing yourself. Mm-hmm. And it worked because I remember that moment when I saw, which I recorded, when I saw Isa on my head, I'm like, please look at her. Like, you're easy to spot.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like, you're just, your color and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She saw you. I saw the oh moment when she like literally she said oh.
Like, I didn't see any of this because like I just felt and heard like Joko and then my friends that were with us, they just kept like step out, like, and they're all like pointing at me and stuff like that to like try and get their attention to like look over in our direction. And like luckily Isa did,
and she was on our side. Thank
yeah
God.
She was on our side. Yeah. And then he showed me the video after and she like full on like was like looking and she's like, oh, like
she knew.
I know who I'm gonna pick.
As soon as she saw you, she's like, oh, okay, I got my answer. My answer's there. And she did it. Shows Haley. Haley got a really cool, like one of the coolest items you can get from like a K-pop concert. Not even every K-pop like group does this. This is the only group
I feel like this is the only one that I know.
They're the only people that I know. But so Haley got a signed Polaroid. Mm-hmm. It was a random one.
Yeah.
I wish it was Isa because Isa chose you. But at the same time, we got Seyun. And Seyun's signature is super
so cute.
It's the cutest signature out of all of them because it's like the way she signs
Stacey.
She signs it with her name and she also writes Stacey. Like she spells out the group name. It's probably like hands down like my favorite signature from
them.
I like
hers and Yoon's.
Yoon's is cool too with the crown and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, either way, it was just, no matter what, win-win-win situation.
Right.
And so there we go.
Yeah.
You did it.
My hands were shaking.
And we actually got a real high touch.
Oh my God. I forgot that we had that.
At the end,
that was amazing.
They had this all
too.
Line up. Like, there was tons of people with VIP.
Yeah, I think there was like maybe 300.
Like 300 people, I think.
Yeah.
And then we all did a high touch. Mm-hmm. We literally touched their hands.
Yeah.
We walked by what a high touch is
None
supposed to do.
None of that fucking K-Con plexiglass shit
bullshit,
that they always have.
Zoo crap.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is I wanted Haley in front of me because I wanted to see the reaction. We can't film.
No,
that's
you can't
too.
Film. Wish we could, but.
But, like, they were very excited to see Haley, and they grabbed her hand. Like, they, like, Well, they didn't want to let go. Like, Yoon did not want to let go.
So, like, Yoon was the first one in line for, like, because they were lined up behind a table. And then, like, when Yoon saw me, like, she already had, like, this huge smile on her face. And then, like, she, because we're supposed to only, like, it says high touch. So, you're basically giving, like, a high five. It's supposed to be just, like, a tap. It's supposed to be very quick.
Even, like, the people that, the workers there are telling you to keep moving. Because once you're done with the high touch, you basically are walked, like, everyone just walks out and exits the whole venue.
Yeah.
Like, you're completely just out. You just walk.
So, like, they specifically say, like, it's just, like, a high five, basically. But then, like, Yoon, like, she out, like, reached her hand to me, like, as in, like, with, like, a handshake. And then she grabbed my hand and then she held her, like actually held it. And she's like, congratulations.
I remember that.
And then, like, she said other stuff to me, but, like, I was just, like, in shock. And then, like, I could just feel her, like, her fingers, like, around my hand and everything. I was like, oh, my God, she's, like, actually grabbing me. So, like, I grabbed her hand
back. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I was like, okay, if she's doing it, I'm gonna do it too. And then who was next? So, like, I can't even remember. Was it Jay?
I think
it was Jay. And then, like, each of them, like, after seeing Yoon do it to me, I felt like they felt like it was okay. So, like, each one of them actually, like,
they, like, gave grabbed, you a handshake.
Grabbed my hand.
Like,
yeah.
Even though it's supposed to just be, like, a five, it's just, like... And then Aisa, when she finally saw you...
Yes.
Super excited.
She was all, like, smiling
she, like,
and stuff.
Lit up. Plus, she has, like... She's one of those people where it's, like, she smiles with her eyes. Mm-hmm. So, she's, like, super cat eyes, like, happy. And then, yeah, even, like,
Sion... Yeah, and I told her thank you as well.
Oh, yeah, too.
Like, thank
true.
You for picking me. And then, yeah, like... I just, it was so quick, but then at the same time, it felt like slow motion. But then I was like, man, they're grabbing my hand. And then, like, in the back, I could hear the security. They're like, no grabbing, no grabbing, no grabbing. And like, I'm not the one that's grabbing
them. It's
like
the artist is grabbing her. Yeah. So
I was like, I was really happy. So I was fine. Like, I didn't get in trouble or anything. But then Jungkook, because he was behind me, because he wanted to see their reaction. And I guess he expected the same kind of
I thought I would get at least a little bit longer, but no, they literally just high-fived me because I think Haley took up all the time and they're just like, oh, this guy's not a cute teddy bear pink-haired like romper wearing guy, so quick high-five, just the normal I got the normal experience.
Yeah,
so it was cool to cool to see both worlds if you actually dress up and do something like where they like are having a good time and like it's memorable for them. Overall, Stacey was great. It was a good experience. It was super fun.
It was really fun.
Let's see. We should move on because we kind of do have a lot of stuff going on. The Seraphim, guess what? Because we are actually recording a day earlier than when we usually record. Chaewon, yes, we talked about that she was sick and that she didn't even come initially to New York to promote and do all that stuff with other girls. Guess what? She's coming straight to LA. Mm-hmm. She's already posted a picture of herself doing a selfie in first class of the plane, whatever she's taking.
Is she heading straight to LA?
Straight to LA.
Are the other members here?
They should be.
Okay.
All arriving like here around the same time or at least here first, because it seems like based on an Instagram post that Yoonjin herself had put out, she posted a picture with Laker jerseys customized with each of their names. That definitely made us think that they are probably going to attend a Laker game.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? There is a Laker game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Wednesday night. So the day before this episode actually airs or comes out, there's an actual Laker versus Clippers game, which I actually want to see for the game itself, too. Mm-hmm. Haley knows because of all my fantasy basketball drama. Yes, I do have James Harden on one of my teams, if you're into basketball, yeah. So I'm happy that he's going to actually play, because I thought he wasn't going to play at all because of the Sixers situation.
Right.
But besides that, Le Sserafim sounds like they might just show up.
Maybe.
To this game. I'm sad because I know everyone from Stacey, they were gifted, I think, by their crew or someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
They were all gifted personal jerseys for themselves, too. So I was hoping and thinking they were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
As well to the
Did
game,
they leave early?
But our friend that got the special high touch signature thing at Hello 82 had it today
it was today
on Tuesday. It's Tuesday of when we're recording this, And he said that they said that they were going to leave.
Oh.
So apparently.
They could be lying to him. Just
hopefully
kidding.
They are. I mean, that'd be cool. They should just at least check out one game because they do have Laker jerseys to rock. But Le Sserafim, I have a feeling they will probably be there. Mm-hmm. And Chaewon will be there with them. So that would be really cool. I am contemplating whether I'm going to go there or not. We will see what the future holds. Mm-hmm. We will know by the time this episode comes out if I did or not. Let us see. What else? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, because they're going to, if they do to go to the Laker Clipper game, the following day right after is the Grammy Museum interview / performance thing.
Yes.
Thursday. So that's on Thursday. And on Friday is kind of a break in between. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they're going to do some tourist stuff, like touristy stuff in between.
They have to.
That's kind of like their small break. Maybe they usually do record. You know, a lot of groups when they travel internationally and go to places, they make little vlogs. Exactly. And they post it on their Instagram, which you won't see until like almost like half a year later kind of thing. So I believe they're going to do that. So they might do some touristy stuff on Friday. And that's also when we're going. We're going BlizzCon for the first day. For the first time ever for me, and even though I wanted and always wanted to go BlizzCon, and it's now the pushing point for me was that Le Sserafim is going to be there. And they're performing the second day, which is the final day. It's only 2 days, this convention. And they're doing, like, I guess, kind of, you could say, the closing ceremony. Mm-hmm. There's always big artists that perform. And this is the first time they're having K-pop. Because, like, before, it's always been, like... Like, I remember back in the day, Linkin Park, Blink-182 was another one, Metallica. So it's like that kind of stuff. And that's why it's kind of different having Le Sserafim.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes.
And the attendees of BlizzCon seem very confused about it.
Yeah, apparently there's some threads about that.
People.
If anything, it helped with BlizzCon sales because I'm sure a lot of Fear Not, just like us, did purchase some tickets. So we'll find out more of that when the time comes. And they did announce for BlizzCon, they will be performing some songs already. They kind of have a set list-ish, which is crazy. So their English single, of course, Perfect Night, which the music video is freaking awesome.
Which it's for Overwatch.
And Anti-Fragile, so Anti-TT-Fragile, and Unforgiven, Eve Psych and the Bluebeard's Wife, and more. That's it. And I just have a note here that I want to make a sign. Says it girl energy because that's all they keep saying.
Oh, really?
Because Yunjin taught it to them and they say it very like cute fobby way, like it girl energy.
Oh, I think I saw the video of that.
So that's
like,
gonna be the
Yunjin
sign.
Look what Yunjin taught us. And like all the English words that they taught.
Exactly.
She taught them.
She's preparing them. I think that's it for Le Sserafim. Oh, okay. So we did bring up, we will talk a little bit about EXO and Monsta X. Monsta X and EXO, the reason why we're talking about it, it's kind of random. I came across this. So I guess it's probably been happening for a long ass time now. It's maybe like for like a month or less. It's pretty recent.
Yeah.
So Hyungwon, Hailey's bias from Monsta X, he has his own YouTube channel where he has his own show going on.
Yes.
His YouTube channel is called, and the show also is called Life Without a Plan. And it's literally just, it's Hyungwon's channel.
Yes.
And the cool part is this show, the premise is he's going on dates with other idols.
Not girl idols.
No. Of course.
They're man dates.
Male idols. So, yes, a lot of bromance going on, a lot of man dates. And it's so, it's wild.
It's very random.
First, it's just like, and here, let's just go over the list of people that have been on it so far. So it's crazy. Like, I think his first one was Jonghan from 17.
Yes.
Jonghan himself is already like a trap.
Beautiful man.
He's a very beautiful man. So if you haven't seen the Jonghan with Mingyu, Jonghan can pull off.
Jonghan was dressed
He's beautiful.
Harlequin?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, man. He looked like that was a real trap.
Oh, my God. I mean, he was, like, biting his neck.
If you didn't know better, you would think he was a girl, 100%.
I sent it to some of my friends before that didn't know who Jonghan was. They knew who Mingyu was, and they're like, who? What girl
who
is this?
Who is this lucky bitch?
Yeah, with Mingyu. And I was like, that's not a girl. That's Jonghan.
Other member from the group. So, yeah, Jonghan 17. That's probably the closest to a girl idol that they'll get for this show.
For now.
Subin from TXT. So there you go. Introvert with introvert. That would have been an interesting episode.
Oh, my goodness.
EXO. Here, this is the reason why I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Chumin.
Chumin.
He's going to be there. Actually, I guess he was there
mm-hmm.
with on his mandate with Hyungwon. Another one that was there was...
I think you typed this wrong.
No, I... Okay. It's autocorrect. I know it's Sanha.
Okay.
From Astro. But my fucking phone... Put Santa, like Santa Claus.
I was like, who's Santa?
You didn't know
from
that. Hyungwon went on a mandate with Santa Claus. You didn't know that? Or maybe Sandy Claus.
Mm.
No, it's Sanha from Astro. And no, there's Santa Claus, or there's no Santa in,
mm-hmm.
in Astro Haley.
No.
But yeah, so the basically, like, they are all living each other's Delulu life.
If like, they were to have a girlfriend.
So this is a Delulu life even for Heart. The fans.
Yeah.
Like, they're living your dreams. By going out with all these other, like, male idols.
Right.
It's I mean, the only reason why I brought up it's, like, an NCT, or not NCT, or EXO thing with Monsta X is because, upon looking and researching and seeing this, which we haven't watched the episode.
No, we haven't.
We just watched so many clips because it's funny and we need to watch it. But Schumann and... Hyungwon
mm-hmm.
will also be having their own K-drama show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called CEO Doll Mart.
Like I'm CEO like so confused. And like
Cho Doll Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're working at a supermarket. So that's what this is going to be crazy.
I don't know what's going on. Because then I told Joko, I was like, wait, isn't Hyungwon supposed to be in the military soon?
Exactly. He hasn't been yet. It's like only Shonu that went and came back. So
I think he's the last one.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's the fifth member to go.
What happened? Even like I Am went?
Yeah.
Did he really? I know Juhani is there. Oh, shit. So I Am even went already.
Wait, how many members are in Monsta X?
Oh, my. I Am is the Mangnae, too.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he hasn't gone yet.
But here
but
he kind of left.
Counted right now? Because
well, he says he promotes of, with yeah, them right, still. Right.
But I guess because I was reading up. I was, like, trying to look. I was like, has Hyungwon gone already? And then they said no. He's going to be going November 14th. He's going to enlist. And then he's the fifth member to be going of Monsta X.
So he is the last one then.
Supposedly.
I'm surprised. Okay, so there you go. That's why he's making enough time before he goes to
I
go
guess.
On plenty of dates.
All these mandates first.
Exactly. That was pretty cool and interesting to see. Aespa, we do have a little bit more drama going on with Aespa too. Apparently, Karina and all the members, they did have an interview. So Aespa had an interview with Grimes, aka you know the artist, plus also Elon Musk's baby mama. So Grimes interviewed them.
Oh, what?
And Karina got a lot of backlash for one of her comments. A lot of, let's say, quote unquote, K-netizens again. Mm. K-nets and all that fucking shit again, as always. Are very upset and unhappy with how they kind of called out, or she called out other K-pop groups.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw this.
No,
but,
I haven't.
So basically, like, she, you know, during the interview, they were kind of talking about the group themselves. And... Mm. Karina brought up how, like, you know, all four of the members of Aespa, they have very different personalities. But in the end, they mesh well together.
Mm.
They get along really well and they come together very well. And she kind of threw shade at other artists-ish in a way, or in a way that other people took it bad. But in a way, I guess... Technically, she didn't have to say this.
She shouldn't have said this.
But she said, quote unquote, after she was talking about how like they respect each other, like this is within Aespa, she continued on, said, quote unquote, honestly, if you look at some other K-pop groups, they fight a lot. There are many teams that don't work well together, but we never had those issues, even from the very beginning. So after hearing that, a lot of people got very upset.
And
it's
like,
of course, people start defending their groups, even though like it wasn't specific groups that she mentioned.
It's always like that, though.
But I mean,
because obviously fans know like which groups freaking don't get along well together.
Possibly, yeah, throwing looks like some a hint of shade, not even intentional.
No.
I think she just wants to emphasize how close they are.
Yeah,
but of course, this was at the cost of sounding like like this.
We're better than you, basically.
And to throw out that there are problems within other groups, right? Like, you know, because I'm sure K-pop idols know, like, what's going on between, like, internally between other groups, too. So, you know, she got a lot of backlash for that. So it's a good thing they have their comeback coming soon. So
great.
Hopefully throw some aggro somewhere else. But that's what happened with that. I guess we're talking Espa. We're talking SM. We should continue. Talk with Taemin.
My man, Taemin.
He did release his album.
It did.
And his music video called Guilty. Mm-hmm. We talked about it the past couple of weeks already. And the music video is pretty awesome and interesting.
I like it.
Of course. Of course you like it.
I do. It's just, it's not one of those ones that is like super catchy right away. But like the more you listen to it, you're like, damn. And then when you see the music video and the dance.
The visuals. Oh. So when you see it, literally see it and the dances, it's like, holy shit, Taemin still got it.
I
think he's still, honestly,
the best dancer
in the K-pop world that, you know, currently, he really is, like, top tier. Like, I'm telling you, there's a reason why a lot of these other younger idols look up to him. Yeah. We're talking about big idols like Jimin, which we'll definitely talk about. But, yeah, he looks up to Taemin a lot, even though they're very good friends, like... Taemin still got it. He did a dance challenge for his new song with Karina from Espa. That was really cool to see. Mm-hmm. And also Winter. Mm-hmm. Haley showed me that one. That was really cute at the ending. Winter can dance too. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, she got it. But then, man, my eyes always end up fixating on Taemin.
Because he's just so good.
I don't know how else to describe it. He's so clean fluid. And fluid. Yeah, fluid is the perfect term because it's like so... It's so, like, intricate, like, the details, if you notice, every little body part that he does, like, there's a detailed...
It moves to the beat of the music.
The detailed movements of his whole body. This man can control every freaking muscle of his body. And it's so clean, and it looks so good. And this choreo, like, his type of choreos are really different.
Yeah, they are. It
feels more like contemporary dancing art, ballet-ish kind of thing.
I mean, and then if you look at Jimin...
You kind of understand where...
I kept telling Joko, like, when I was watching the music video, and then seeing the way that Taemin moves, it's like, I can see Jimin. Because Jimin dances very, very similar to Taemin. And the reason why is because, like, he's... influenced by Taemin a lot.
He's obviously a lot. If you know Taemin and you're a Shawl, you definitely can see the consistency between them. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool. I love watching him dance. It's like mesmerizing.
Yes.
Even seeing it live, we finally saw him in KCON. So that was really cool to see all like he puts his all into his dancing. Mm-hmm. So it's like amazing. Like super, super respect, and I love it when we get to see more music videos and new choreo from him.
Yes.
It's been a while. We haven't got a new choreo.
That's true. It's been a while. Very long time.
And man, it's so simple, but it's so difficult. And it's like all very detail oriented. I just can't stress that enough. It's crazy. But yeah, so Taemin's been having a lot of fun. And he even did it with a Hoshi.
Yes.
From 17. Mm-hmm. Which also, here we go. Kind of, we can connect that to the next topic. Hoshi was the feature for Epic High. Mm-hmm. You said the title was called...
Screen Time.
So I haven't heard it yet.
No, it hasn't dropped yet.
Hasn't completely dropped.
It's going to drop tonight.
Of this recording. In a couple hours, yes. So we'll see it when the time comes. And I'm excited. Because, I mean, Epic High's last album, that was so good. Was it Strawberry?
Yes.
Man, I really like that album a lot.
I feel like it just came out, but that was like... At the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's crazy. It felt like we just saw them a few months ago.
Mm-mm, that was February.
Man, and I'm excited for this Lightstick whenever they tour again. Oh,
hell
shit.
Yes.
Let's go.
We're gonna just be flipping them off the whole
time. Bringing it to every K-pop concert. Actually, not even K-pop. Bring it to every concert. Bringing it in the car everywhere we go.
Probably be the most used Lightstick.
If someone cuts you off, you pull out their Lightstick and you give them the middle finger glowing.
Right.
Especially at nighttime, even better. Perfect. Yeah, take their Lightstick everywhere with you. We pre-ordered it because we don't know if K-pop shops locally will be having them or holding them.
Can you imagine?
Just in case because of, you know, the type of Lightstick it is. Plus, Epic High is Epic High. It's not like, you know,
they have their own little.
It's not like a big agency kind of group or like, you know, a big group like that. Like, it's Epic High. That's why we ordered it when we did because we don't know. We don't want to miss out on this. We don't want,
you can't miss out on something.
We don't
like want to
know if, like, if find out the hard way that they're not having it anywhere in the U.S. or, like, you know, we just want to make sure we secure the bag.
I think even Tablo was saying that, like, I think it was on his story that they had such, like, an overwhelming amount of pre-orders for this light stick.
I probably didn't realize.
I think they're even shook about it.
They should be, because so it's freaking crazy.
They're like, oh, we'll be putting out, like, a mini keychain version of it, too.
Which they, oh, yeah, that's right.
Because it did so well, I
honestly,
guess.
I want the mini one, too. So I can always just pull it out of my pocket, a tiny-ass middle finger. Yeah perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I'll put that on my keys. Yes. So is there a pre-sale for that, too?
No, not yet. He said in the future.
Okay, good, mm-hmm. good. Hopefully in their concert or next tour or something. So, yeah, that's pretty much... I think even though this should be our halfway point, this is probably past the halfway point.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we don't have much compared to everything else we just talked mm-hmm. about for BTS and Stray Kids mm-hmm. tonight. But so if you're still hanging in there and you're still here with us, we very much appreciate it. Give us a like, follow, rating. Ratings always help. And leave us a nice comment, mm-hmm. possibly. Only if it's nice. Yes. You don't want to leave.
Don't be mean.
Don't be mean. You just don't need to be mean. But if you're enjoying this, we definitely appreciate you still hanging in here. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available on all streaming platforms every Thursday with new episodes. Haley, where can they find us?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And Haley said she will upload a video.
Yes.
Probably not the honey one and Danielle
no,
one.
No, this one will be first.
That she's promised us
I know.
Month? No, maybe more. Whenever the hell I had I had my freaking fan call.
That was January.
Do you think you'll upload it by this year?
Yes, the end on of this year. December 31st.
Oh, shit. Okay.
At
right.
midnight. All right. Just kidding. G-Dragon.
Pulling a G-Dragon. Mm. Yep, exactly. Check us out there. You could also follow us on Instagram because we do post a lot of, we like reposting a lot of funny reels mm-hmm. and fun K-pop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
K-pop related reels, mm-hmm. K-pop related this, everything, that, mm-hmm. posts, all that good stuff. And also, you could communicate with us there. So if you do comment or like or, you know, say something to us on Instagram, like mm-hmm. even if it's just a small comment on something that we repost,
mm-hmm.
most likely Haley, 80% of the time, will be the one replying back because mm-hmm. by the time I see it, I don't see the notification no more because Haley has already touched it. So, check us out there.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think it is time.
BTS. So we briefly talked about this earlier, that Jungkook's album is coming out soon. But
yes,
he dropped a preview video.
I love those.
Me
things.
Too.
I'm looking forward
to Stray Kids.
So K-pop, like mm-hmm. I feel like they've been doing this for a while, right?
They have, yes.
It's cool to see that. I don't know if
they do like medleys.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. if you haven't even checked that out or are not familiar with it, K-pop, a lot of K-pop artists, like I can even remember when SHINee had them.
Yes.
They have like a little
sample.
A little trailer teaser mm-hmm. sample of the whole album.
Yes.
They put just like 20 second clips mm-hmm. of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. Like, it's the whole album, but just small clips.
Yeah, so you can get, like, a sample of what the album is going to sound like, what each song is going to be like.
And all of it are on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So it's cool because, like, whenever they transition from song to song, not only are you obviously hearing the new song, but at the same time, you're also seeing, like, cool montages, like, different visuals
mm-hmm.
of like the concept mm-hmm. for each song.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool because I remember like On You from SHINee when he
yes.
did his, It wasn't of himself, but it was like the artwork was really cool. It like matches the like each different song. So Jungkook did that too. Like it was like almost like different music videos for each song. Also from this this little preview of the album, there's a song with DJ Snake. I didn't even know that.
Me too.
And guess what? To no surprise,
they all sound
good.
Fucking amazing.
Yep. All of them.
Oh my god. Like I feel it. Like this is the last member that's dropping an album until maybe like when Jin comes back. Maybe he'll do like an actual solo album.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
But still, this is, you know, before the full on hiatus where all of them are on military duty.
I feel like Jungkook's sound is just like one that I like a lot.
I love his sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his style of music is more like my type that my ears really enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like we really enjoyed Namjoon's one as
well. I did a lot.
Yeah.
I really was looking forward to it because I knew of, you know, we know some of RM's, like his solo stuff are really good.
Soul.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started. It's been a while. I feel like I haven't heard that in a month or something.
I feel like you haven't heard that like all year, actually.
Oh, I listened to it.
Do
but
you?
You're at work already.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard it for so long. It used to be the first song that he'd always play.
It's not even on purpose. When I hit shuffle, it just comes on. It's just we've, you know, been adding so much.
Added too much more.
But yeah, I think Jungkook, we should definitely grab it. And it's 11 songs. It's a real full album.
It's a full album. And then also, because we mentioned Taemin earlier. I think we mentioned it last week,
too. I think so, too.
But it was just like a preview. But now the episode is actually out. Suichita's guest is Taemin this week.
And again, yeah, that's Suga's show.
Yes. And we haven't gotten a chance to watch it because I didn't realize that we were going to be recording a day early because we were going to watch it. But I've seen clips. And it's just a really, really cute interaction because, like, Yoongi and Taemin are the same age. Except Taemin is the mangne of SHINee.
Right.
And Yoongi is, like, one of
second
the
oldest of BTS.
Yeah, so it's just, like, a different kind of dynamic, even though they're born in the same year. And then, spoiler alert, Jimin shows up.
They have a special guest.
Oh my god.
Another
special
guest.
I feel like Jimin's just been showing up everywhere. Like, everything.
He's just hanging out.
He's
hanging out, having a good time.
So, like, obviously, we all know that Jimin and Taemin are really, really good friends. And then it was funny because of the clip that I saw. It was like, Yoongi was like talking to Taemin, and then I could see that Jimin was like getting a little bit jealous and like possessive of Taemin.
Oh my god.
Yoongi was basically saying, he's like to Taemin, like, oh, we're born in the same year.
Flex.
And then Taemin was like, oh yeah, like I always wanted to have a friend that was like in the same year, like born in the same year as me. And then Jimin was like all side-eyeing and stuff like Yoongi, and Yoongi's like, oh my god. And it just felt like they were trying to fight for like Taemin's for him, basically,
for his attention.
And the Taemin looked kind of awkward too. He's like, oh my god, I'm like, I feel like I'm third wheeling here or something. But it's just really cute, like their interactions. We need to watch it.
Oh yeah, of course.
For sure. That's pretty much it for BTS. I feel like there's been like so much going on with them, but I haven't really been keeping up. I did see that Jimin's hair is like finally back to blonde, like a normal blonde color.
It's about time.
It looks really, really good on him.
I feel like it's been a while.
It's been a while because like he went.
I haven't seen blonde Jimin in a long time.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like really excited about it because like, I think it was during his documentary live that we mentioned last week. He was in like transition phase. His hair was like freaking orange. Like, you know, when they bleach it, it just turns orange. So they didn't tone it or anything. And now it's finally like back to a normal, beautiful blonde color.
Beautiful blonde Jimin.
He looks so good in blonde, honestly.
A lot of K-pop idols do. Like, I mean, like.
Jimin pulls off the colors really well, though.
That's
like,
true.
Any color.
I think we talked. Did we have a, this is like deja vu. Just kidding me.
I was like, yeah, I guess because like it's true. Like
he
really
pulls
does
off every color, and like
really
I'm excited. Yeah, blonde. Like even like with the obviously with girls too. Mm-hmm. Like John Somi's always looks good, and she's currently blonde too.
The thing is, like certain people can only pull it off, and I feel like, hey, John Somi, she could be born blonde. Felix should have been born blonde. Jimin could have been born blonde. Like, it just really matches their features and, like, their skin tone, I think. That's why it looks, like, really natural for them. But then, whereas that I've seen, like, some other idols.
Ooh.
That it just, the blonde doesn't suit
them. Doesn't suit
Like, I want them to have dark hair instead.
Right. I really know at the top of my head who it is.
Who?
I'm not going to say it. It's like some of the ones that we talk about from KCON.
Oh, no. No, even for me, okay. I'm going to say it. Like, for me, for instance, like, I think Bang Chan looks better with dark hair.
Oh, I agree with that.
100%. Also, Lino. Like, I feel like they look good with darker colored
I think
hair.
Lino could pull off either one. But then for me, yeah, Bang Chan for sure looks better. Even though he
looks good.
I don't know
with
why he's still
hair.
Dying his hair, and his hair is dying. Literally dying.
Dying from dying.
From
it.
The so.
Like, I know Bang Chan looked really good when he did have blonde hair a while back, but then I really think that he suits darker hair better.
Well, why not dark red? Because holy shit, backdoor Bang Chan.
Oh my god.
Could enter my back door. The red hair.
Oh
the,
my god, it's Itadori.
Dude, the red it's hair so on good. That Bang Chan is so sick. It's like my favorite Bang Chan for real.
Yeah.
And, but also, like, I mean, going back to the blonde and mm-hmm. colored hair in general, I'm mm-hmm. excited for Le Sserafim because we are going to see them with, like, all different hair colors.
Oh, they all have different hair colors.
Yeah. So, Kazuha is the only one that has, like, the normal kind of, like, darker hair colored, but Sakura is, like, a smoky blue.
Yeah.
Yunche is blonde. Looks mm-hmm. so good blonde. We have orange Yunjin. Hair, Yunjin.
So what's Chaewon? Did she dye it?
Is it red or you? No, Chaewon. And then Chaewon has like the light, like highlights on her.
Oh,
right now. It's like
okay.
Hot, like brown.
Mm.
And it's long. She has a medium long cut right now.
Oh, so she got extensions.
It might be extensions, or it could
it
possibly
has to be
growing.
Extensions.
But
Yunjin's
either way,
is extensions.
Man, I am so excited. You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Actually, you do have an idea.
I
always,
do
because I do talk about them mm-hmm. every day.
Okay, so moving on to Stray Kids, I have a little bit of news here with them. Felix, we mentioned this before that he was going to be in the NiziU new music video for their Korean debut.
Yes.
It's called Heartress, like Tetris?
Yeah, Tetris with a heart. In Heartress,
yeah,
yes.
So we watched the music video together because I was like, oh my god, you have to watch it because it's so cute. Basically, they turned Felix into an anime character.
Well, yeah, he looked freaking cool.
What
even,
the fuck?
Even, okay, first off, like he looks like an anime character brought to life already.
Right, exactly.
But then they actually do anime-fy mm-hmm. like all of NiziU and Felix in the video, and it's really cool. I mean, NiziU is originally a Japanese mm-hmm. group too for JYP.
Yes,
this is why Felix is part of it because you know JYP family,
mm-hmm.
and it's just the music video is really really cool. It's like kind of like. All these girls are like in, they're all like high school. It looks like they're doing
high school.
A high school kind of thing, which is obviously popular in Japan,
mm-hmm.
right? The whole shonen, they look like a shoujo thing because
exactly.
they're all like, it looked like they're like simping for Felix and following
him
around.
Yeah, it looked like they were all like trying to get Felix's
but
attention.
There's a spoiler that mm-hmm. I will not spoil. There's an interesting ending to what you thought was happening.
Yeah, go watch the music
on.
Video, go support them. And you'll see why they were following Felix around.
Felix looked really cool.
He looks like one of those anime characters that from all the animes we watched.
It's
basically.
Pretty sick
I was
to
like,
see
damn,
him there.
He looks so cool.
So that was really cool. It was a good song too.
And he still
so.
Has his blue hair.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has his blue hair still. So blue hair Felix.
So they filmed that a while.
It's been a while.
Because it's already blonde. It's been blonde.
It's
for
been
a
blonde
while.
For a long time already. Yeah.
Back to his natural color, basically.
Also, did you know Stray Kids had a new kind of random ass Asian country food endorsement collaboration because remember out of nowhere twice had the one with the Filipino Oishi like food brands that was wild
the ube pillows
the ube chocolate pillows mm-hmm. and like all these other small snacks so guess what Stray Kids turn JYP working all his big groups
mm-hmm.
so this one is called Ultra Milk
yes
I do not know what country Ultra Milk is from.
It's from Indonesia.
Okay, so Indonesia.
Because I had to look it up. I was like, where is this from? Because the drink looks really good. It looks like something that I would
gonna
drink.
I was going to say, like, this whole ad looked like it was perfect for you. It's Stray Kids. It's so colorful. And Haley loves milk.
Yes.
All different flavors. Taro milk, banana milk, chocolate milk, regular milk.
Melon milk.
Any kind of milk you give it to. Milk. She likes her dairy products.
I do. So I was like, oh my God. And then, like, the actual, like, advertisement for it, it's so colorful.
It's colorful and cute and funny.
Yeah, I was like, honest. Oh my God, like, I should have been in that ad. I'm so jealous.
You should have been there, Milk.
I should
take a sip of Haley.
Oh my God.
You could have been the strawberry milk.
Ultra milk, yes.
Well, but it was, you know, like, I wish too, like, Itzy has done this before. They had, like, a food collaboration. I wish and hope that, like, Stray Kids, even though they had this collab, I wish there were photo cards.
I wish. Or, like, at least selfies or something. Like, I feel like they never post anything.
But I want photo cards to collect. Because, okay, so Itzy had one with, like, fried... I have the Yuna photo card.
Yeah.
Holographic fried chicken collab.
And then they have Lamona.
And Twice had Lamona. And I have the full Lamona set of Twice for the photo cards. And it's cool. They're, like, clear, too. And I just wish they had one.
I want an Ultra Milk.
An Ultra Milk.
Photo card set. I would buy
it. They should be drink like each one of them is sipping whichever favorite drink. Wouldn't that be cool to have?
Blackpink had the Oreo photo cards.
Even though the photo cards were
photo cards are huge.
Were like bigger than standard like One Piece card game cards. It was like really weird. Like bigger than way bigger than Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You would collect the whole set, right?
Oh, yeah, just look at that. Their clothes and everything were so colorful and cute.
And each of them drinking different flavor that they like. Like, they get to choose, and, like, so you see what flavor they enjoy. That would have been so cool.
I wish.
Where's the marketing team? Get me on the phone with them right now.
We are putting it into the universe. Please make photo cards for these that I can have access to.
Ultra Milk Stray Kids photo cards, please.
And then, because they actually wrapped up their... 5-star special dome tour concert.
About time.
Finally.
How long have we been talking about this dome tour?
I feel like since the beginning of freaking the year. It's probably not. But then, like, it just feels like that. But they finally come to an end. Their last concerts were at Tokyo Dome this past weekend. Go check out YouTube, Instagram. There's, like, a lot. Like,
where should you check out? Oh, yeah, yeah. YouTube, Instagram.
Yeah, because they have... Because there wasn't... like an actual stream for it. I think they had it in movie theaters in Japan only for some fucking reason. I don't know why they didn't like have the movies like here globally.
I know the reason. Because why? It's Japan. Japan doesn't allow for all these other streams outside.
But the thing is, like, even it's recording, stupid. I would have paid and gone to the movie theaters.
You can't even record concerts in Japan for JYP.
I mean, like, they did, obviously, because there's fan cams. But then feel like they're
can't
just not.
Legally.
Yeah. They're not as good as the ones that you get from, like, Korea or the American shows where it's, like, you know, filming them right when they're, like, in front of you. I feel like a lot of the ones you get from Japan are the ones they just film the screen only because they're, like, from far away.
Of course, yeah. That's the shitty part.
To not get caught.
Unless you get super lucky enough and, like, you know, some people can get away with
it. Yeah, because there's fan sites and they use their big DSLR cameras and they post it on YouTube.
How do they even get in with that? Are they allowed to? Do you think there's, like, a different...
I think so, because
there's probably a different rule or something for fan sites. It's crazy.
How come I can't be a fan site?
Where's the... We need an English-American fan site. Damn. Like, official one. How can we... How do we do this? For like all the groups I want? Because I feel like a lot of the fan sites and everything are very close with the specific groups and artists.
Yeah, they are. They, like, recognize them.
Like, I remember, like, off the top of my head, I can remember, like, I forgot what award show it was. Karina, like, was waving at her fan site, like, the videographer or photographer.
Yeah.
Even, like, Giselle knew who it was because Giselle told Karina and then she looked at them and she waved.
It's like they specifically look for them too, just to make sure, like, they get good photos for the fans.
That's
basically
crazy. Yeah, so every group and every idol pretty much has their own fan site.
Like, I know do it for free, bitch. Like, just hire me.
Hire me, but
just
I'll do it for free.
Give me Ultra Milk.
Oh, okay. Deal. Give me Oishi.
And then one last thing here, Hyunjin.
Oh yes, yes.
So they're all back in Korea right now, but after their dome tour. Only the 7 members without Hyunjin, went back to Korea first because Hyunjin stayed behind because there is a big Versace store in Ginza in Japan, and he went there and did like some interviews and then like some TikTok videos and then just like
that's
promoted.
Right. I remember the TikTok videos. Yeah, I was like, what the hell is going on?
I wanted to be the person to pull Hyunjin. But yeah, so like I guess people or stays caught whiffed of the
oh, they caught a whiff. Like, what, of his fart? Like, what are you talking about?
Caught wind of, like, that Hyunjin would be there, possibly. So, like, it wasn't even official that he was going to go to the Ginza
store. People are
store.
Just waiting, huh, at this.
Yes.
Because it's, like,
you should have seen the
it's Ginza and
line.
Versace. So, like, yeah.
So, like, people were like, oh, my God, like, they closed off the store. Like, Hyunjin is still here. He didn't leave. So, like, they just put all of those together. And they're like, oh, we're going to go to the Ginza store in Tokyo. And then, like, they freaking, there was so much people there, like, wrapped around the store, just, like, all waiting for him to possibly come. Like, they didn't even know 100%. But he showed up. There was, like, a lot of people, like, screaming his name. But there was one person that, like, really stood out in a bad way. When Hyunjin was leaving the store to, like, go back home to, like, the airport or wherever he had to go, there was this big guy. Just
wearing red, right?
Yeah, just screaming at Hyunjin, like screaming his name so loud and like a really like mean manner, like just to try and like scare him. People tracked him down, of course, because stays were pissed off because like Hyunjin looked so startled and like kind of like scared, like when he heard the guy screaming at him, like he kind of just stopped in his tracks. And then like I could tell like the security guards like could see that Hyunjin was like scared, so they got around him closer and like try to like shuffle him into the car as quickly as possible. But then because Hyunjin was like being nice and he wanted to wave to his fans, so he would stop and like even waved and like smiled and stuff, but then back of his head were like, get me the fuck out of here, basically. But this guy is like a prankster YouTuber,
dude. There's so many of these assholes, yeah, in Japan, like really making YouTubers and international people look
but
very bad.
But he's not. He's from Japan.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah,
that's even fucking worse.
Yeah, he's Japanese.
He's actually
Oh, yeah. Because I checked out his like Twitter and like YouTube and stuff, and I was like, oh, he's actually from Japan.
He's more screwed because I feel like you know how like people in Asia are, like the death threats and all this crazy shit that's about to happen to
so
him.
Basically I guess like, and then he was trying to defend himself on his Twitter and everything, saying like, no, like I'm a huge fan of Hyunjin, like I just wanted to get his attention and stuff. But I don't know what it is. If you look
that's
at his
bullshit.
Channel and Twitter, like you can see that he just does all this like prankster stuff,
like you know, like they just try to go fucking crazy,
right,
to get the views. It's all for the clout and all for the views and
so I'm like,
monetization. At the cost of, it's always at the cost of someone else, to be honest. And sadly, it's Hyunjin this time.
And then I feel, people said that he's been arrested a lot. But then obviously, like, you know.
I guess in Japan, too, it doesn't even fucking matter as much either. It's almost like fucking
here in California.
Like, they probably
hold him for like a day and then just let him out.
Like, oh, arrested doesn't mean arrested.
No, yeah.
Like,
they just
like
take him.
It should be.
They handcuff him, take him to the station, maybe, like, tell him, like, don't do that again, and then let him go.
That's it. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, and then that's it. That's all the news.
Well, on that note.
Oh, wait, one more thing. When we were talking about pre-order bonuses for their Rockstar album, so I was just looking at it before recording this, and then there is one specific one that I want.
Oh, can I guess? Can I guess?
So badly.
Can I guess? First off, is the member you're talking about start with a C?
Yes.
Ends with a bin?
Yes.
And second, does it look like he's getting married?
Yes. I can't believe they're making a photo card of him in that veil.
He's actually,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's not, he's not wearing a tuxedo.
No.
He's wearing a veil. Like he's the girl.
Yes. So, it's not supposed to be, but then everyone calls them
freaking
bride.
Awesome.
Bride Binny is what people call him.
Ooh, Bride Binny.
Yes.
Chang Bride.
Chang Bride.
I like it.
I want that one. It's one of the pre-order bonuses. There's actually two. There's one that's hollow and then one that's just normal.
You need both.
I'll take both.
Yes,
yes.
Of course.
That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
Put it
I'm
into
done
the universe
now.
Just in case. Yeah. Mic drop. So yes, thank you everyone if you're still tuning in over here till this moment when we're about to end the episode. Thank you very much. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all streaming platforms. You could check us out and hit us up on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Don't forget to leave a rating. It's obviously late. Leave a rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you could. It always helps. And till the next episode, where by then I would have seen Le Seraphim in the flesh. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Everyone take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.